USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is hitting the road, making a push to get more Americans vaccinated against COVID. First Lady Jill Biden and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff visited Texas on Tuesday, making a stop at Minute Maid Park in Houston to promote vaccination efforts. Speaking at an event later at a Dallas school, Biden urged people to get their shot, but also to get their questions about the shot answered.
And if you still have questions, that's okay. You know, talk to your doctor. This is your choice, your health. So get the information that you need.
And in a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court left the CDC's ban on residential evictions in place. The court declined to allow a federal court judge's decision to go into effect that would have lifted the ban nationwide. A group of landlords had challenged the moratorium, and the federal judge sided with them back in May, but put a hold on the ruling pending an appeal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The White House announced Tuesday that President Biden will travel to Surfside, Florida on Thursday to visit the site of the partially collapsed Champlain Tower. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett told MSNBC what he hopes the president's visit will bring.
Probably inspiration. We've already gotten the other part, which is the resources. The White House called me very early on and told me in so many words that they were going to move heaven and earth, cut all the red tape, and make sure we had what we need. We do not have a resource problem here at this disaster. We have a luck problem. We had a pretty bad fire that raged for days, and we had difficult weather, and now I'm told we have potential tropical storm brewing in the Gulf. So, you know, the luck hasn't been so good, and that's what we need now. We just need a little luck.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some health officials are urging a measured response to the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. Tim Berg reports.
The World Health Organization is urging people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to keep wearing masks and practice social distancing to protect against the Delta variant. More lockdowns are in place for countries like the UK and Bangladesh. Los Angeles also telling people to wear masks inside, to which Dr. Marty McCrary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News.
You're going to hear a lot of fear-mongering about the Delta variant, so let me break it down. Mm-hmm. It's about 40 to 60% more transmissible, but no evidence that it's more deadly. We were told the B117 mutation was more deadly. The research came in showing that it's not. Because it is more contagious, we're seeing those who are not immune, primarily the young, see more cases. We're also testing too many people who already have immunity. That's in violation of the CDC guidelines.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Serena Williams' quest for a 24th Grand Slam title ended Tuesday as she retired during her first-round match at Wimbledon with Alexandra Šašnjević. Up 3-1 in the first set, Williams slipped twice, injuring her right leg. 2 games later, she was forced to abandon the match. It's just the second time in her career that Williams retired from a match at a major tournament, the other also coming at Wimbledon in 1998. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.